Now, he uses a stinging illustration. For if there come into your assembly a man with a gold ring in fine apparel, and there come in also a poor man in vile raiment. Now, the word assembly here means really a synagogue. And evidently, the Jewish Christians were calling the place where they met, and they had no buildings in that day that they had built. So they called it a synagogue, and probably in a home. But in many places, the chances are they rented a synagogue. And I was very much interested in the synagogue in Old Tiberias, not in New Tiberias, which is a mile down by the Sea of Galilee, but this is up a little, that is, toward where the Jordan River flows out, about a mile. There's a synagogue there. There is a synagogue in several places which are quite interesting. And apparently the early church would use it because they'd meet on Sunday and not on Saturday, so they didn't conflict with the meeting of the Jews. By the way, that's another good argument of why the church met on Sunday. Now, will you notice, he says here, if there come into your assembly a man with a gold ring and fine apparel, and there come in also a poor man in vile raiment. Now, let's look at that for just a moment. With a gold ring doesn't mean just a single ring. It means a gold ring man. Actually, it means that he had rings on every finger. It said that one man had six rings on one finger. And then there's something else said about goodly apparel. Here means that he had on fine clothing, bright clothing. He was ostentatious, if you please. And goodly apparel here is fine clothing contrasted to the clothing of the poor man. Someone has said today that some go to church to close their eyes and others to eye the clothes. We've made Sunday, we Christians, is the time we put on our Sunday go-to-meeting clothes. And a great many people actually come to church overdressed. And my, they feel very fine when they do that. It's pretentious. There's a dash and a splash and a flash about them. There is a pomp and pomposity. It's glitter and gaudy and vulgar and vain, too. This rich man makes his entrance with flags flying, fanfare of trumpets, and there's parade and pageant. He drives up in his gold Cadillac, and he gets out. His chauffeur opens the door for him, and he walks in, strutting like a peacock. Now, that is actually the thing the Lord Jesus used in that, not parable, but the true story of the rich man and Lazarus. And in Luke, the 16th chapter, verse 19, this is what the Lord Jesus said. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and he fared sumptuously every day. Now, what does it mean, he fared sumptuously? That means he put on a dog. That means he tried to live above everybody else. Now, the poor man that James mentions here, he comes in maybe with tattered and torn clothing, maybe clean, but it's patched up. And there's an evidence of patches and poverty. He may be even shabby and shoddy. He may be dilapidated and deteriorated. He may have seen better days, but he didn't have any Sunday clothes. And now, James places these men in contrast, and each one is at the extreme end of the social ladder. Now, I know that in our affluent society today, we don't see too much of this. We actually dress up for other occasions today. But certainly a great many use church, and certainly the Easter parade is an evidence of that. And I used to make wisecracks on Easter Sunday about the ladies' hats. And my wife told me the ladies didn't like it, so I had to give that up. But I would get up sometime and look out over the congregation and say, well, they're as wild as ever. And everybody knew what we were talking about. But when I began in the ministry, and many of you have heard me tell this, but I started out wanting to look like a preacher, and I think that I really overdid it. I wore a Prince Albert coat and striped trousers, and I had a wing collar and a black bow necktie, and you'd think I was a barker in a circus or the maitre d' at the Walt Astoria in New York City. And then one day I looked down at a couple, and they were people of means, in fact, very wealthy. And I noticed how unostentatiously this man was dressed. He had on a very high-priced suit, but it was very modest. And his wife, well-dressed, but not overdressed. And I thought, my, here I am up here, dressed like a person ought not to be dressed that's coming in to worship God. And by the way, I wore a derby hat in that day. So the next Sunday, I came out with everyday clothes, and I've been wearing them ever since, just like the man that's sitting down in the pew. Why? Because there's a danger of putting an emphasis on clothes.